US President Joe Biden heads to the Middle East, facing a potential diplomatic disaster, not what the White House was aiming for, in a trip where he was meant to be meeting both Jewish and Arab leaders. Now he'll only be meeting one side. He's there to show US support for Israel, but also to try and stop the conflict from spreading. So a show of force from the president, backed up with a show of military force. With 2,000 US troops on standby for a potential non-combat deployment to Israel, as well as a Marine Rapid Response Force moving closer to the conflict and heading to the waters off the coast of Israel. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.